Bridgemen also roamed the city's saloons, collecting information from the soldiers in them. But he was also getting drunk in the bars. The Kanawha House's landlord complained to Lewis when Bridgemen staggered in one night and started insulting officers in the parlor. Lewis pulled Bridgemen aside and dressed him down, but his driver's binge drinking continued. Lewis knew his partner was a security threat. They needed to get away soon and take their intelligence back to McClellan. Shortly past midnight on July 10th, Lewis lay awake, churning over in his head their escape plan, when he heard a commotion from Wise's room across the hall. The next morning, the landlord told him that Wise had taken all but 200 of his troops to Parkersburg to meet the Yankees. Lewis found the colonel, whom Wise left behind to command the 200 soldiers, guarding Charleston's camps. He gave the Welshman permission to travel to Richmond. After breakfast the morning of July 12th, Lewis paid their bill, $35.75, for nearly 2 weeks at the Kanawha House, and boarded the carriage Bridgemen had brought around to the front. Continuing to count rebel forces along the way, and fearful Wise would catch them, the pair traveled east on the road to Richmond for about 10 miles, but then diverted southwest along a narrow, bumpy trail that eventually took them into friendly Kentucky, where they finally felt safe. From there, they traveled north as fast as they could to Ohio, arriving in Cincinnati the morning of July 18th. Lewis hastily wrote his intelligence report. Pinkerton telegraphed its highlights to McClellan, who was near Cheat Mountain, east of Charleston in western Virginia. Though he became overly cautious when battles did not go according to plan, McClellan by then had succeeded in collapsing the Confederate defense of the Parkersburg to Staunton Turnpike, with rebel Brigadier General Garnett mortally wounded leading a rear guard action. McClellan cabled Pinkerton to rush Lewis to Cox, the leader of his Kanawha Valley campaign, whose force had set up camp at Poca, a village northwest of Charleston on the Kanawha River. Lewis arrived on a military boat at the Poca headquarters in the early afternoon of July 21st and found Cox aboard another vessel tied to the wharf, licking his wounds from the defeat of one of his regiments at Scary Creek to the south. It had earned him a stinging rebuke from McClellan, who thought the former Ohio lawyer was moving too slowly in the valley.